So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom coming at you loud and clear. And folks, the stuff is already starting. Now, I was telling you for months that when Donald Trump was elected, that it was going to be the cart. He was going to be the one pushing that bandwagon, and everybody would start jumping on it. Well, here is a headline. Representative Steve King, we can't restore our civilization with somebody else's babies. Now that is one heck of a strong statement, folks, and he is absolutely right. Now, of course, he's facing just a ton of backlash. This was done as a tweet. And, of course, critics are saying it's an open embrace of white nationalism. Well, maybe. Maybe not. It is, however, very, very true. We cannot continue to maintain ourselves as Americans if we continue to allow all of these non-whites to continue entering our country. It's going to destroy our country. Now, this past Sunday, King, his name is Steve King, not to be confused with Stephen King, Steve King retweeted a political cartoon that featured Geert Wilders, a Dutch politician whose anti-Muslim rhetoric and blown-out hairstyle have drawn plenty of comparisons, I'm reading this here, to Donald Trump. Obviously, I'm not going to make that kind of a comparison. Now, the cartoon here depicts Wilders, who is the chairman of the far-right party for freedom and a member of the Dutch parliament, plugging a hole in the wall, protecting Western civilization as a flood of water bearing the star and crescent symbol of Islam comes crashing over the top. Now, I haven't found this cartoon. I really need to because it sounds really, really good. Now, Wilders understands that culture demographics are our destiny. This is what King wrote on Twitter. We can't restore our civilization with somebody else's babies. That's very, very accurate. And somebody else, going by the name of Voice of Europe, said hundreds of Islamists shouting Allah Akbar in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. Wilders is right for over 10 years. This is nothing new over there. And this is what we're going to be facing here if we don't nip this thing in the bud right here and now. So it's awesome to... What happened to my notes? Oh, there they are. Now... The article says it isn't entirely clear whose babies King was referring to, and his office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Well, I mean, it's kind of obvious here, folks. And Wilders recently thanked a different cartoonist for an excellent cartoon urging Europe to stop Islamization. Where is that kitten? We must indeed stop the Islamization of our societies, he wrote. And it says, it's broken down, looks like here. Thank you, my friend. And it names them, for the excellent cartoon, we must indeed stop the Islamization of our societies. This sentiment is just excelling everywhere, and it's about time that we actually stood by our own people, and we stop embracing all these people coming in. Now, King's tweet, here's where it really drew a lot of criticism, was retweeted by David Duke. We all know who David Duke is on the show. There's no need to explain that. And he said that sanity reigns supreme in Iowa's 4th Congressional District. And he added, God bless Steve King. The whole thing here says, just in case you were thinking about moving, sanity reigns supreme in Iowa's 4th Congressional District. Tweet number one. Tweet number two, God bless Steve King. Now, some guy named Evan McMullen, who's a former independent United States presidential candidate, I've never heard of him, was, of course, quick to condemn King's tweet. GOP Congressman at Steve King IA promotes the un-American ideas of white nationalism, McMullen tweeted. Will any Republican congressman condemn his bigotry? Well, yeah, unfortunately, there's going to be ones like John McCain and his ilk who are really not patriots at all. They're communists in patriots clothing. They're left-wingers who claim to be Republicans. Now, he says, this is Evan McMullen, mind you, GOP congressman at Steve King IA promotes the un-American ideas of white nationalism. Will any Republican congressman condemn his bigotry? He was the first one. Now, this was followed by California Representative Ted Lieu, who is a Democrat, also condemning King's message. Dear Representative Steve King, these are my two babies, Representative Ted Lieu. Well, I don't have access to Twitter, so I can't see. Obviously, these are not white kids. Now, Steve King is he's actually not new to stirring up controversy, folks. He's been doing this for a while. Back in early 2008, he predicted that Al-Qaeda would be dancing in the streets if Barack Obama became president. And this was partly because of Obama's middle name, which is, of course, Hussein. And his middle name does matter. I mean, the way these people focus on things, everything is done for a reason. And King went on to say it matters because they read a meaning into that. And in 2012, King defended his Republican colleague Todd Akin's controversial suggestion that women couldn't get pregnant from rape, saying he hadn't heard of such cases. Well, I have, and that's just an asinine comment, and I'm not going to back it up. He went on to say he just hadn't heard about that being a circumstance that's been brought to his attention in a personal way, and he'd be open to discussion about the subject matter. Well, yeah, any doctor can sit down with you and tell you it doesn't matter whether the penetration was violent or not. If it's made, you can get pregnant. What a boob. During the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, King wondered aloud what contributions non-white citizens have made to society, and the answer to that question is not very many. And he went on to say, this old white people business does get a little tired. And this was on an appearance with MSNBC. I'd like to ask you to go back through history and figure out where are these contributions that have been made by these other categories of people? Where did any other subgroup of people contribute more to civilization? And the answer is nowhere. The white race started the modern evolution through discoveries and inventions and industrialized society. Now, maybe some others have contributed to it. Obviously, the Asians are great in taking our technology and making it better, but they're not coming up with this on their own. Now, King also seems to be part of Trump administration's controversial rhetoric, as this article calls it. Last week, King told the New York Times that he believes in the existence of a deep state that's attempting to undermine President Trump. And yeah, so do most people who are awake in this day and age. He went on to say that we're talking about the emergence of a deep state led by Barack Obama, and that is something we should prevent. He told this to the Times. That's the New York Times. The person who understands this best is Steve Bannon. And King went on to say that Trump needs to purge the leftists within the administration that were holdovers from the Obama administration because it appears that they are undermining his administration and his chances of success. That is awesome stuff, folks. And like I said, it's about time that we start to hear this from politicians who are out there in the main light. The more that come out, the more will come out, but it always takes the courage of a few to come out in the very beginning and make this clear. I have more about that deep state. Let me find those notes. George, where is everything? That kitten has torn everything up in here. And folks, I'm sorry if you keep hearing a kitten walking around and papers crunching, and it is driving George absolutely mad. The new kitten, Misty, snuck back in the office here and is wandering around rampantly, stepping on things and meowing and jingling her pills and all that. So if you do continue to hear that throughout the program, I do apologize. So what I want to talk about next, folks, is this whole wiretapping deal, because the media is pretty much pushing two main agendas with this. Now, the first is that Donald Trump has been lying about Obama wiretapping Trump Tower, and the second one is about the Trump campaign having colluded with Russia during the elections. Now, these are both a bunch of garbage, and we know it, but they're still trying to ram this down the public's throat. You see, they're under the impression that the more they say this, eventually people are going to start to believe it. The problem is, they're not coming up with any evidence, whereas our side is. Now, Trey Gowdy gave a reply to both of these accusations, and he did this in one particular interview, and he just pretty much blew them out of the water. Now, for you, those of you who don't know who Trey Gowdy is, he is a Southern conservative congressman, and this guy, the way he looks and the way he sounds when he starts to speak, you'd really think he just came off the farm somewhere. But when you listen to the way he speaks and what he's actually saying, this man is brilliant. Now, when Trey Gowdy was asked about Trump's claims of wiretapping, which of course the media is reporting to be false based on their anonymous sources, and those folks, let me talk about anonymous sources. I've had anonymous sources quoted regarding me too, and it's all a bunch of crap. They need to do something about this. They need to pass some kind of legislation where you are required to produce your source, because as of right now, I'd say about 97% of anonymous sources are made up. They're patently false, blatant lies. So he responded that Congress and not the media should be conducting this investigation, and he's right. That is their spot. And he went down whole hog on this whole thing about anonymous sources as well. Now, the Daily Caller has reported that Trey Gowdy criticized journalists reporting on alleged wiretapping at Trump Tower in New York City for relying on anonymous sources and leaked information during a Monday interview on Fox News. "I think Congress is much better equipped to do investigations than journalists are," the South Carolina Republican told host Bill Hemmer. "We can't rely on anonymous sources. We can't rely on leaked information, classified information, which in and of itself is a crime. So with all due respect to the reporters, I can't cross-examine anonymous sources. You can't even directly examine them. It's a lot easier to write a news piece than it is to conduct an investigation. What Congress needs is access to the witnesses, access to the documents, and they need to understand we don't run parallel criminal investigations," Gowdy continued. "We have a job to do, but it is not to investigate crime." Amen. As I said, when this guy starts to speak, you really listen to what he has to say. This guy is very, very intelligent. Now, the media, of course, has tried to say that no evidence exists that Obama ever wiretapped Trump Tower. And reporting from the campaign has alleged that the Obama administration did obtain an FISA, and I gotta look that up to see what the FISA warrant is, to monitor a server in Trump Tower because the FBI believed it was communicating with a Russian bank. We'll see. Right there, you have initial evidence. And the more this is going to go down, the more this is going to start to be revealed as to who is really behind this. But everything that was reported on that proved to be false. Now, something called Heat Street, which I've never heard of, reported that the FBI obtained a FISA warrant for Trump Tower after being turned down from trying to obtain a warrant to spy on Donald Trump himself. And it says, "Two separate sources with links to the counterintelligence community have confirmed to Heat Street that the FBI sought and was granted a FISA warrant, FISA court warrant in October, giving counterintelligence permission to examine the activities of U.S. persons in Donald Trump's campaign with ties to Russia. Contrary to earlier reporting in the New York Times, which cited FBI sources as saying the agency did not believe the private server in Donald Trump's Trump Tower, which was connected to a Russian bank, had any nefarious purpose. The FBI's counterintelligence arm, sources say, redrew an earlier FISA court request around possible financial and banking offenses related to the server. The first request, which sources say named Trump, was denied back in June, but the second was drawn around more narrowly and was granted in October after evidence was presented of a server possibly related to the Trump campaign and its alleged banks or links to two banks, SVB Bank and Russia's Alpha Bank. While the Times story speaks of metadata, sources suggest that a FISA warrant was granted to look at the full content of emails and other related documents that may concern U.S. persons. And that was from Heat Street. I have never heard of them. But all this reporting, alleging the FBI spied on Trump Tower and denying such monitoring ever took place, is based entirely on anonymous sources. We've got to identify these people, folks. So Trey Gowdy is correct in saying this should be investigated by Congress because they rely on documents, facts, and witnesses. Now, in his interview, Gowdy was also asked about the Trump campaign colluding with Russia since he sits on the House Intelligence Committee and has had access to the information gathered by the intelligence community during the investigation. Now, Trey Gowdy went on to say there was no evidence linking the Trump campaign to Russia and even stated he spoke with people who would know when they told him such accusations were demonstrably false. So in that one interview, Trey Gowdy took down two of media's biggest lies about Donald J. Trump. And I am at a point here where I've got to take a break. I will be back in a couple of minutes. Well, I was going to go to break, and as soon as I went to move my arm that this kitten is laying on, she then wrapped her paws and legs and feet around me and dug in and doesn't want me to move. Yeah, I need that arm. Here, come here. Let's introduce you. Come here. Oh. Come here. Gee, the microphone will pick you up. There we go. So, listening audience, this is Misty, who has just now put her thumb claw through the screen on the mic. There we go. Let's just put you down. Back in a bit, folks.
"30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it. Get your truth at Radio New America with your host, Billy Roper, at kkkradio.com.
Gay pride days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom, it may have something to do with liberty, it may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Before the break, I was talking to you about this whole deal regarding the eavesdropping situation with Donald Trump and the presidency, well, the run for presidency. And, of course, the left is denying all this, but the reports are coming out now. I mean, the evidence is mounting. Now, John McCain has demanded that President Trump either turn over his evidence or recant the accusation. Well, I'm sure Trump has a whole lot more evidence that he is not yet ready to share. Some of it may even be classified, in which case it would be illegal for him to share. But let's look back at what has led up to this, folks. Because Obama's whole time in office, I mean, it was just one scandal after another. I mean, you had Operation Fast and Furious, you had the whole deal with Benghazi, the IRS targeting Tea Party groups for harassment, yada, 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 yada. And, of course, now he's been accused of being, I guess, for lack of a better term, the ringleader in what may actually become the worst scandal in American political history. If this is proven, it will be extremely shameful. It will be worse than Watergate. It will be worse than anything that has happened. If Barack Obama illegally used his position in office to spy on the opposition for political purposes. So what actually started this whole thing? Well, Donald J. Trump tweeted out, "Terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism." Another one said, "Is it legal for a sitting president to be wiretapping? A race for president prior to all elections? Turned down by court earlier. A new low." And then he says, "How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon Watergate. Bad or sick guy." So he was reacting to reports that Obama's administration had sought the FISA warrant against him that I discussed earlier, and then obtained another one to gather information from a server in Trump Tower, where the FBI believed he'd been communicating with a Russian bank. And this, once again, proved to be false. Not that this incident happened, not that that was false, but that the information leading for these warrants was completely false. Now, I read to you a little bit from Heat Street before, so I'm just going to kind of catch up on the last sentence here because it continues on. I found this in a different article. I ended up with, "However, it is thought in the intelligence community that the warrant covers any U.S. person." Well, that's where I ended last time. I didn't realize that that quote continued saying, "connected to this investigation and thus covers Donald Trump and at least three further men who have either formed part of his campaign or acted as his media surrogates. The warrant was sought," they say, "because additional intelligence on the matter provided by friendly foreign agencies could not properly be examined without a warrant by U.S. intelligence, as it involves U.S. persons who come under the remit of the FBI and not the CIA. Should a counterintelligence investigation lead to criminal prosecution," sources say, "the Justice Department is concerned that the chain of evidence have a basis in a clear warrant." So once again, if Obama was spying on Donald Trump for political reasons, this would be the worst thing to ever hit Washington. It would be the biggest scandal in American history. This would be far worse than Watergate. Because Obama would have subverted the functions of the intelligence community from protecting America and trying to gather damaging political information on a rival. This is wrong, folks. I mean, this is the kind of crap that goes on in authoritarian countries. Now, a guy by the name of Devin Nunes, I think it's pronounced, who is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, announced his committee will investigate the surveillance of the campaign. And The Hill reported, "Devin Nunes, R. California, on Sunday said the House Intelligence Committee will investigate any alleged surveillance of political parties as part of its investigation into Russian interference in the election. One of the focus points of the House Intelligence Committee's investigation is the U.S. government's response to actions taken by Russian intelligence agents during the presidential campaign." And he went on to say, "As such, the committee will make inquiries into whether the government was conducting surveillance activities on any political party's campaign officials or surrogates, and we will continue to investigate this issue if the evidence warrants it. So that is the scoop on that, folks. Now, just very recently, adding on to this, I'm going to piggyback on this here, Kellyanne Conway came under fire for making what sounded like an absurd remark. Have you heard this, folks, about using microwaves as cameras? I have heard this reported nationally and locally, and they're not reading her remarks correctly. What they are reading into this is that our microwave ovens could be turned into cameras, and that is not what they're saying at all. She said microwaves can be used as cameras, and she is 100% correct. Microwaves, just like sound in the form of radar or ground-penetrating radar, can be and have been used to look deep inside of fortified buildings and underground facilities, and that's what this very bright and intelligent lady was talking about, that the microwaves themselves can act as cameras, not your microwave oven. So if your local boob on the local talk radio show starts talking about this and making fun of her for saying that your microwave ovens can be turned into cameras, that's your counterpoint. You know, this whole thing would be funny if it weren't so doggone serious. And this is some serious stuff, folks. When the President of the United States begins tampering with elections, I mean, he's doing exactly what he's accused Russia of doing. When all along, it was most likely his own people responsible for this. We now know that the CIA has ways to make it look like these hacks originated in China, North Korea, Russia, India, Pakistan, any number of places. And it is very likely this whole thing was contrived by the Obama administration in the first place. Barack Obama may have left office officially, but unofficially, he is still controlling the strings, folks. There are bureaucrats in Washington who are refusing to step down that are having to be fired. People who are loyal to Obama, who are still doing his own biting and undermining our current president. Not only is this shameful and disgusting, it is illegal, and it goes completely against the very morals of America. It goes completely against the foundations and the principles upon which this country was created upon. If and when, and I think it's more of it's when, not if, because this will eventually come out. And when it does, this needs to be ridden as hard as it possibly can, so that the entire world understands exactly who these people are and what they represent and the threat that they are to our sovereignty, our freedom, our liberties, and our very way of life. Well, that's going to do it for this week, folks. I'll be back next week to continue on with whatever else has come along the way. And until then, if you want to get in touch with me, as always, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until next week, my friends, take care. Out for now.